AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Hillary Clinton was up first at tonight's Commander-in-Chief Forum held in the hangar deck of USS Intrepid, a floating museum in New York Harbor. Clinton said steadiness mixed with strength to be able to make the hard decisions is the most important characteristic for a Commander-in-Chief. Clinton promised veterans in the audience that as president, she would never again send U.S. ground troops into Iraq or, for that matter, into Syria. Next on deck was Donald Trump, who said he has regrets as a politician. Trump says he wishes he had won the GOP presidential nomination in, quote, a nicer manner. But he says voters shouldn't worry about his temperament or judgment as commander-in-chief. The head of the FBI says it wasn't even a close call when it came to the decision not to press criminal charges against former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
FBI Director James Comey, in a memo to employees, says the email case was not a cliffhanger, despite what he calls the chest beating by people no longer in government. Comey goes on to say there really wasn't a prosecutable case. He says the only tough decision that he had to make was whether to speak publicly about his decision, which he did. He also says last week's release of investigative documents wasn't timed at the start of the Labor Day holiday. Those documents were made public as soon as they had been cleared for release, and more are on the way. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The police department in Oakland, California has announced disciplinary action against 12 officers implicated by a teenage prostitute and a wide-ranging sex scandal. Stock indices closed nearly flat on Wall Street today. The Dow slipped 12 points. The S&P fell less than a point. The NASDAQ gained 8 points for a record high. This is AP Radio News. Golfer Tiger Woods has announced plans to possibly return to the PGA Tour this year.
It's been over a year since Tiger Woods played in a competitive tournament, but the former world number one says he hopes to play next month in the PGA Safeway Open in Napa, California. The winner of 14 major tournaments has been recovering from back surgery and missed all four majors this year for the first time in his pro career. Woods made the announcement on his website saying his rehabilitation has gotten to the point where he can start making plans. Woods says he hopes to have his game ready for the Safeway, which opens on October 13th. This is Jack Briggs.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell disagrees with Colin Kaepernick's choice to kneel during the national anthem, but recognizes the 49ers quarterback's right to protest. The Smithsonian Institution says President Obama will speak at the opening ceremony of the National Museum of African American History and Culture this month. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.